three tackles, as well as Austin Peruski. Two tackles went to Casey Sweeney, and then Shade Ozentoski with one, as well as Ethan Peruski and Isaac Warzynski. For the Sandusky defense, they were led by four leading tacklers, each with five tackles. DeLauren Wedge, Caleb Eberling, Ben Krieger, and Adam Scott, each with five tackles. And then Braxton Washi and Jacob Sanderson, each with three. And then one tackle apiece to Logan Mitchell, Casey Kirkpatrick, Brendan Duff, Zach Franzel, Esuvio Mata, Jack Sheridan, and Trenton Lee. The tackles were lost, four in total, for a total of nine lost yards. Adam Scott with one, Zach Franzel with two of them, Caleb Eberling with one tackle for two yards.
You look at those tackles for loss, Clark, stands out to me. Four tackles for loss. Ubley was only able to tackle Sandusky in the backfield one time. It's just not enough. That offensive line of Sandusky dominated the Bearcats all game long. They had 45 tackles on the night to just 20-some for Sandusky, and it just tells you how long that Bearcat defense was on the field, and I just couldn't force that fourth down or punting situation. Sandusky controlled the clock, dominated the game from beginning to end.
And final scores from other areas. Looks like Lakers and Banax are in the books. And that 7 minute left touchdown for Lakers was the go ahead run for them. And it was Lakers' final 26-18 for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers to improve to 3-0 on the season. Adam LaGault's third interception of the game seals the win for the Lakers. Mike Gallagher of the Herndon Daily Tribune there. You'll see all of the action and all the recap for them on the Prep Zone on MichiganStum.com. And also you'll hear it all on the Strong Side this Sunday at 7 p.m. with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Paul P. Adams, and Mike Gallagher discussing high school football for 60 minutes. Looking at the time of possession for this tonight's ball game, Sandusky with 20 minutes, 12 seconds in favor of the Redskins. 19 minutes and 48 seconds was possession for the Ubley Bearcats. And pretty synonymous of how this ball game went down.
The score is actually a lot closer than what the game really felt like. You just could tell Sandusky just had a chip on their shoulder. They played tough from beginning to end. A clean game, didn't turn the ball over. They really had one crucial mistake in this game, and that's the penalties. It just killed them. The delay of games, which we still can't figure out today. I know they like to use a lot of play clock, but just couldn't get lined up appropriately. They burned a couple timeouts early to prevent a couple other delay games, but the passing defense, pass interference at the end to extend that drive to even allow Ubley to get that third touchdown. So they got to clean up those penalties if they want to continue to win in the East. They know they got Harbor Beach yet on that schedule. They're going to have to beat. And Marlette, obviously, is a team that's fairly decent. So I think they got handled by Cass City pretty well today. But that Eastern Conference is still up for grabs, and Sandusky made a statement win tonight at home over the Bearcats.
Now moving on, 3-0 for the Sandusky Redskins. Next week they are on the road for the first time this season at KPAC, who just lost to Harbor Beach tonight 50-14 in that game. And then they're home against Marlette, home against Vassar before they get back into divisional play for the next two games at Memphis and then at Harbor Beach on October 6th in the final week of divisional play. That very well might come down for the East Championship right there.
It certainly could. Harbor Beach has still got to go through Ubley yet, but that game now is the one that we kind of circle. We still got Harbor Beach, Ubley there to worry about, and you get past that game, and now it's Harbor Beach's chance at Sandusky. So those are the three teams we're going to talk about here to the end, and this is a tough one here for the Bearcats to process.
So Sandusky 3-0, Ubley 2-1 on the season now, falling to 1-1 in divisional play. Next week, they are in a non-divisional play. Because of those seven teams, there's always one team that's in crossover match in the GTC, and that is Ubley next week as they host the Reese Rockets, who are coming off of a shutout win over Vassar 24-0. Reese victorious over Vassar tonight in Reese, and now Reese will go on the road to take on Ubley, who will try and bounce back to get to 3-1 of the season.
And Reese won't go down easy. This won't be a gimme for the Bearcats. They're going to have to get that game plan going. The defense has got to get tougher in the middle. They're just sideline to sideline. They're getting beat out there, and that's got to be the big thing, and hopefully that'll lead to the running game picking up the pace a little bit. But Reese won't go away easy. That'll be a tough game for the Bearcats, no doubt about it.
And, of course, the game that we are covering next week, we switch from the east to the west to the coziest booth in the Greater Thumb Conference. We travel to Cass City as the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, who escaped with a win over the Bad Axe Hatchets tonight, 26-18. The Lakers go on the road to take on the Cass City Redhawks. And these two teams, the last two times they played, it came down to a goal line stand win for the Lakers. Cass City has some unfinished business, needless to say.
You can bet as soon as that schedule came out, that was one of the first ones that we circled. Can't wait for that game. Whether it's in Cass City or in Lakers, it don't matter. Talk about two schools that, well, quite frankly, don't like each other, Clark, and makes the rivalry game even better. So looking forward to that matchup next week. Should be a good one.
And congratulations to Paul P. Adams, who is victorious in the media round table this one. I know I have to bring this up, Dave. I'm sorry. But Paul was extremely accurate. We had Sandusky by 10 points and had Sandusky winning 28-18. The final score was actually 28-22. So Paul B. Adams, most accurate in this week, now takes a 2-1 lead over yours truly, Clark Ramsey. So we'll see how that goes. Before I ask your final thoughts here, tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning, More Motor Sales of Caro, DS Services of Cass City, More Shoreline, Shirley and Buick and Sebring, Randy's Honey Center of Vanex, Bayport State Bank, Valley Enterprise of Ubley, McVeigh Insurance Agency, D&M Cabinet Shop, Audi Motor Service, and Sure, better health, better life. Are you sure? Dave Hansen, final thoughts from tonight.
Well, thank you, Sandusky, for being good hosts per usual. A great game we saw tonight, back and forth. Ubley had a chance at the end to make something happen, but all in all, it was Sandusky's night. They were the better team tonight, clear as day, no matter what side you were on watching the game. They were very tough on offense, but very impressed with how they won the battle in the trenches, and it's not very often that the Bearcats don't win that battle, or at least some of the time, but it was all Sandusky all game long, and if it weren't for a few penalties, this game could have been a larger victory for Sandusky, but they did what they had to do to beat a tough team, and Sandusky's off and running now in the East.
And Dave Hansen, we survived another broadcast with only one chair in the booth, and we're still talking at the end of it, so I think we succeeded up here in the booth as well.
Don't worry, I'll make sure you walk out of this room first.
So let's recap the final scores. Dave Hansen, excellent job for tonight, per usual. Other scores across the area. Marlette loses. Cass City victorious against Marlette at home, 40-14. Lakers sneaks a win out over Bad Axe, 26-18. Reese victorious over Vassar, 24-0. Harbor Beach wins at home, 50-14 over KPAC. Brown City shuts out Memphis, 42-0. In the game in front of us here, Sandusky holds off the Ubley Bearcats despite a late push. And when all came down and said, it was a 6-point ball game in favor of the Sandusky Redskins. Sandusky improves to 3-0 on the season now, as they have a large future in front of them right here from Sandusky.
Well, it's unbelievable because there's a ton of sophomores that play in this team, and not just one or two. They start four or five on both sides of the ball, and they were very impressive tonight. So the fact that they're already 3-0 this season, look out for them even in the future, the next couple seasons.
So on behalf of Dave Hansen, in-game analysis, Doug Cole, our director of sports information, doing all the numbers. Back in the studios, that's Grant Ducetto. Our spotter from Laker Country, that would be Dwight Gasho. Our director of tabulation, that would be Rochelle Thompson. And I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. We certainly did. From Sandusky, Michigan, the Redskins victorious over the Ubley Bearcats, 28-22. On behalf of everyone from the WLW Sports Network, we will see you on Sunday for The Strong Side. It returns this Sunday at 7 p.m. with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Paul P. Adams, and Mike Gallagher, all from the Tribune and WLW Sports. That returns this Sunday on Sports Radio 102.1 from 7 to 8 p.m. You'll want to listen to that. And, of course, next week we'll return on air on Friday as the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers take the show on the road to take on the Cass City Redhawks in week number 4 of MHSAA football. From Sandusky, Michigan, so long. We'll see you next time. Sandusky victorious, 28-22 over the Ubley Bearcats.